It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. At this point in the pandemic, you don't need one more lesson about what's going on in the world. For the past 6 months, we've been inundated with it. Instead, I invite you to join me in considering ways of handling where we are that work to our mutual benefit. Stay with me. This morning, like some of you, I awoke with a too familiar ache in my heart for the struggles that are happening in the nation and around the world. Yet as challenging as things are, I still have an abiding sense of hope for the future. As we remain calm and focused, we'll step into that future together and stay open to building balanced solutions. To help that happen, it will be important to keep in mind that what is good and powerful in us far outweighs everything else. That's part of what makes us who and what we are. Without a doubt, I'm far from alone in feeling the things I'm feeling. Along with people I counsel with every day, innumerable others are experiencing a soulful sense of urgency as they watch the world careening in what appears to be an uncertain and perilous direction. The issues we face are large ones, and many of them are growing more intense every day. With so many important things in the picture, it's hard to know where to start, and it can be easy to feel so overwhelmed that we lock up and do nothing constructive. Under the imponderable weight of it all, many people are shutting down. You probably know some of them. At the same time, today's events are also causing great numbers of people to wake up, personally, collectively, and spiritually, to the good that is always possible. My goal for today's consideration is not to solve the overall problem, but to look at where we are from a realistic perspective and to gain a view of what each of us can do about it. I think of the often quoted adage by President Teddy Roosevelt, "Do what you can, where you are, with what you have." So let's look at where we are and what we have with us and within us right now, and what we can do with what we have. So where are we? There's never been a more important time to stay clear-minded. Some would have you believe that we're ushering in the beginning of the end of the world. But can we afford to waste our time and energy on such a lie? Not to get ahead of myself, but this is one of the reasons I counsel people to be careful how much misinformation they're taking in, especially through social media and some of the unreliable so-called news sources. To one degree or another, it's true that much of where we've been and the ways we've lived are no longer possible. And it's true that the changes that are coming will not put the old systems back into place. To the contrary, we're poised at the beginning of something altogether new. We find ourselves in the ideal place to build new ways of living and interacting that are more effective, more humane, and more balanced. As a way of being encouraged, take a moment to consider the dynamic nature of the universe itself. It is self-healing, self-regulating, and self-balancing. Even as things quickly change around us, we're seeing demonstrations of that healing and regulation and rebalancing right now. One thing that shuts us down and stops us where we are is fear. Fear closes the door to self-awareness and stops us from searching for and seeing what is possible. It not only blinds us to opportunities, it has within it the potential to put us into physical and emotional and psychological distress individually and culturally. But Scott, I am afraid. I get it, and I thank you for having the courage and the wisdom to say it out loud. As I told people when I was teaching survival skills, go ahead and feel the fear. Scream or cry or pitch a fit if you need to. Then recognize the fear for what it is and get it out of your way. In any survival situation, that was the invariable first step. As we loosen our grip on fear, we realize that it hasn't been holding us. We've been holding it. Releasing ourselves from fear reopens our mind and heart and brings us back to the awareness that we are capable and interconnected human beings. That brings us to the second step, taking inventory. Among a wide array of personal traits and capacities, let's briefly look at half a dozen things that are always true about us and always available to us. Six things that will help us move forward. And the first one is resilience. Throughout history, human beings have shown themselves to be adaptable because of our built-in resilience. We're flexible at every level, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Whatever is happening in us and around us, we have the capacity to bend with it without breaking and then return to our own natural shape. The second is creativity. Though some people don't see it in themselves, creativity is built into each of us. We need look no further than our imagination or the way we dream or the way we played when we were children, inventing all manner of things because no one had told us that we couldn't. The third is compassion. One of the first things to show up in the face of adversity is our natural sense of compassion. Deeper than empathy, rational compassion is our ability to thoughtfully treat one another kindly and humanely while taking good care of ourselves in the process. Next is community. Despite the way they're commonly depicted, even hermits lived in community. The truth is, we need each other in order to survive and to prosper. Without question, we are social beings who do our best cooperatively and collaboratively. Another is wisdom. As a species, we're known as Homo sapiens sapiens, which translates from the Latin to mean human, wise, wise. Our innate ability to learn and keep learning results in the wisdom we gain. When that wisdom is shared, there is mutual growth. And finally, tenacity. We don't learn to walk by giving up. We learn to walk by getting on our feet and trying again and again. Our inherent tenacity keeps us doing just that. It's our tenacity that keeps us facing the struggle and doing what we must to come out on the other side. Okay, we've taken a partial inventory. Now what? What can we do with what we have? As a consideration of how to put these traits and so many others into motion, I pose the following two-part beautiful questions. I invite you to take your time as you ponder them, asking each of them in the first person. Question 1. In what ways have I demonstrated personal resilience in the past? And the second part, in what ways can I use my natural flexibility to help me adapt to the inevitable changes ahead of me without losing who I am in the process? Question 2. Even if it's as simple as the way I position objects on a shelf or arrange a vase of flowers or prepare a meal, in what ways do I know myself to be creative? And the second part, how may I creatively engage with my life day by day as I keep moving forward? Question 3. In what ways has compassion been shown to me in my lifetime? And the second part, how can I offer rational compassion to myself and those around me from one day to the next? Question 4. What have I already learned about the power of community and sharing? And the second part, who do I know that I can rely on to work collaboratively with me in the days ahead? Who do I consider to be my star team? Question 5. What good things do I know to be true about myself and the world around me? And the second part, what are some of the wisest steps I can take as I face the future? Think short-term, mid-term, and long-term about that one. And finally, question 6. How and in what situations have I demonstrated personal tenacity in the past? And the second part, Have I consciously chosen? Have I consciously chosen not to give up, regardless of the challenges in front of me? This week's beautiful questions are powerful ones. The answers you give them will help you stay calm and centered and focused. They'll also help you move forward through and beyond your fears and into a worthwhile future. Write and tell me what you discover. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. As I say each week, my light with your light. I thank you once again for joining me in these podcasts as we awaken to being fully alive. My sincerest hope is for each of us to create more effective possibilities for ourselves, for one another, for the world, and for our beautiful planet home. As always, I'm open to your comments and feedback. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can now read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. You'll also find an archive of all previous podcasts, including episodes 3 and 4, guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. As always, if you find these podcasts useful, don't hesitate to share them or tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me keep a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.